MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show's brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting to Evan Walker from 361 Asset Management. Evan, appreciate the time today. We chatted a couple of times last year around the consumer and worries about the consumer essentially cracking. The 350 Rand COVID grants, which is ongoing, seem to be helping. But I got to say, when that transaction capital update came out and I spoke with David Hurwitz, my thoughts immediately jumped to our conversations in terms of, I mean, if taxis are struggling, our consumer must by now surely, if not have cracked, be on the verge of cracking.
Yeah, 100%, Simon. I mean, that was a shocking update from Transaction Capital. I mean, I think they missed the ability just to provide properly on their taxi business, you know, into COVID. I mean, we didn't see a significant adjustment there. And as we know, we lost 2.9 million people lost their jobs. And I think we've only recovered about 900,000 of those in the process. So we're still significantly below pre-COVID levels in South Africa, which is obviously the biggest single concern. Over and above, you know, all the other administrative costs coming our way, 18% electricity tariff increases, et cetera, et cetera, and very high food inflation, which is really affecting the bottom and middle class incomes in South Africa currently. So a big risk to us still in the next 12 months, we think. And obviously this ongoing, you know, heavy occurrence of load shedding is also having detrimental peaks. You know, people obviously just think of the sort of near-term effect of obviously having to turn on their inverters and their generators and the cost of that. And we've seen ShopRite actually mention the month of January was a big month. I mean, 150 million they had to spend in that month when we had those huge load shedding. But you also forget the second round effects of people not being able to work overtime. Obviously, these big companies scheduling staff quite aggressively, you know, to stay at home, et cetera, in periods of load shedding. So, you know, quite a big drop off we've seen coming through in just the PAYE numbers. We saw a bit of a tick up in November as, you know, the public service got their back pay. But then thereafter, you know, those PAYE numbers, which we track on a monthly basis, continue to fall quite dramatically. And that's, I think, the consequences, obviously, of people getting less bonuses through December and January. And then again, you know, just obviously this continual load shedding just impeding people's ability to work a full 8 hours a day as companies just put more and more people onto casual wages.
You mentioned ShopRite, and I have to say, the food producers I thought would be a little more immune, and the ShopRite share price is doing fine. But Pick n Pay and Spar, and Spar's had some other issues. I was surprised at how much they've sold off. Pick n Pay is almost back at the COVID lows from March of 2020.
Yeah, you know, Pick n Pay is a relatively low margin supermarket business, so a 50, 60 million rand hit, you know, from diesel costs alone on their operating income is significantly more than the 150 million hit to ShopRite. I mean, the delta for Pick n Pay is massive. And obviously, you know, we know they're significantly behind the spend on CapEx. You know, ShopRite's a little bit, you know, better off. And in fact, we think Spar is the better one off here. We think there's a lot that could restructure on their offshore operations. And then they're not, obviously the franchisees are going to pick up the cost of the diesel, but the, now, all the DCs which they own are, you know, are fully solarized and come at no additional cost to them. So they probably the less bad of all of the guys from a shareholder perspective, although we do think they'd have to finance some of their franchisees through this tough period, i.e. with bigger rebates, et cetera, and help them through it, because it's no doubt it's tough out there for everyone in this market.
And discretionary, and here I'm thinking of the clothing retailers to a degree, the Mr. Price's, Clicks, Dis-Chem, Mr. Price, they really are struggling. They're getting hit from the load shedding. There's a cost associated. And many times they just shut their doors. And of course, I need to eat, but I might not need to buy a new shirt or a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, Simon. I mean, you know, what's also happened there as well from the discretionary side is that these guys obviously never saw, you know, the extent of this coming. We saw in the TFG update that they, you know, it basically intimated that they had, you know, lost a billion rand of sales, which effectively, you know, call it anything up to 500-600 million in stock, which they're overstocked by now as a result of this. So they're all having to discount quite heavily and move at lower gross margins as well, because they didn't foresee this amount of load shedding. You know, no one really did. I mean, everyone was nervous about it. But certainly now, you know, we think going into winter in South Africa, given where we are on the grid currently, you know, the you know, the payoff profile now owning a retailer into the next 6 months until, you know, we're getting estimates that Kusile, these stacks are only going to come online first quarter next year. And then we've still got the issues with Kuberg through the winter and only coming out. So for us, the next 6 months, we seem to be in a little bit of a purple patch on 3 and 4 currently, but we think we could move closer to 6s and 7s into winter. And, you know, we're staying away for the sector now. And if it gets completely bombarded, then we, you know, maybe we've got to have a look and with the hope that Kusile comes back on first quarter next year and we see a bit of a reprieve on these diesel costs.
That's just it, because it is bleak out there. I mean, you mentioned Kusile, which was everyone was hoping for August. Now it's next year. The same with Kuberg. It was supposed to be on fairly soon, and now that's been kicked down as well by about 3 months. And of course, you know, interest rates aren't going anywhere in a hurry. Inflation is sticky. It's not going to, in the next 6, maybe even 12 months, truthfully, get any easier for the local consumer.
No, I mean, you know, 1% interest rate hike costs the local consumer sort of 30 billion a year. So, you know, all those 375 rand a month, et cetera, you know, the bottom end still gets slightly protected. But food inflation has run way in excess of that, you know, with basic foodstuffs up, you know, anything from 15 to 30%, depending what commodities you're looking at. We've seen very little reprieve on that internationally and locally as yet. There's been but again, you know, likes of chicken prices, et cetera, have to move up as these guys just obviously have to recoup some of these input costs now, Simon. You know, I mean, we saw Astral's numbers, you know, they're running, you know, into significant cash flow constraints now currently, given the amount they have to spend on infrastructure and diesel. And now these costs are going to have to come through to the consumer. And then we know what's happening on the freight side as well and Transnet, et cetera, which is in absolute disarray. So, you know, freight costs are moving up as well, which is not helping either, you know. So, for us now, it's all a bit of about, you know, when we turn these lights back on. More, you know, you're moving from fundamentals, which are poor, to fundamentals, which you're starting to guess now, you know, which is never really a great investment opportunity for anyone, you know. So, again, it's a question of, you know, when do we get electricity back on board?
Yeah, and then the question, I mean, you guys at 361, obviously you got some hedge funds, you can take short positions. I know we were chatting around that previously. I mean, is it sort of too late to be short now? Is it more a case of sort of sit in the sidelines and wait for some positivity, which might be a long patient wait?
Yeah, I think it's a long patient wait. I mean, we have run shorts in certain stocks in the sectors. I mean, you know, as I said, I think it's still going to be a lot of negative news flow going into winter. So, you know, we're still sitting slightly short, but then we've covered some of those shorts on stocks that have really been, like Spar said, which, you know, down at 120 from the 200s was discounting in really, you know, very low returns for the South African business. And we still think there's a lot that can be done there, but it's, you know, management is in current disarray. But, you know, we've seen these turnarounds come before. So this is the opportune time, I think, to still be buying companies which are strong and where you can see operational turnarounds, you know. So it's a company that we've taken up now, and we think, you know, something can definitely be done with that Spar business, whether it's by local management or gets taken out by someone else. You know, this is a business that could really be transformed quite dramatically, i.e. you could sell off the offshore companies and repay the debt and et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of corporate finance activity that could happen within the Spar group. So it looks quite appealing on a valuation basis to us. And as I said, you're quite immune from, as a shareholder, you're quite immune from a diesel cost effective, which you're not in the other retailers. So it sort of aids you a little bit in the near term if we're going into a very bad winter. Although I think, you know, retail could be hit per se, but that might be an opportunity to buy a little bit more of the ones we like. I mean, outside of that, I think you really got to just wait and be patient now. And, you know, and if you see, you know, Pick and Pay in the very low 30s and maybe ShopRite in the low 200s again, and with the hope that could, you know, Kusile, you know, I think there maybe is a little bit of desperation that we start to get things working again. And we know what's happening on the private sector side. You know, it's not a 12-month effect, but certainly a 24-month effect. Sure. We'll start to see renewables come back on, and these mines, et cetera, will aid the grid eventually. It just takes time, as we know.
We'll leave it there. Evan Walker, 361 Asset Management. Appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.